早上好，
早上好 ，Good morning.
I'm not going to preach in Chinese.
大家放心，今天早上我不会用中文讲道。
Okay, let's pray one more time.
好不好？我们再次低头一起祷告。
Lord, we truly rejoice of your coming.
主啊，我们真正的在你的降临之际一同欢乐。
Although it is a truth that is familiar to us, we wonder that you came down as a human person.
每个人对这个真理都非常的熟悉，但是我们仍然对你能够降临人世这样的奇迹感到非常的奇妙。
And help us deeply understand that it was because of your love for the world you created.
请你帮助我们理解你来到世间这样一个深刻的真理，你来了是为了要帮助我们把我们从罪恶当中拯救出来。
And this morning as we hear your word, open our hearts and minds that we may truly understand the truth of your word.
今天早上我们一起查考你圣经的时候，求你帮助我们打开我们的心灵，真正能够明白你话语的真理。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
我们这样求是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
Do you know that Christians did not celebrate Christmas for the first 300 years of church history?
不知道大家是不是知道哈，在我们基督教会的这三千年的历史当中，头三百多年的历史当中，这个基督徒当时并没有庆祝这个圣诞节。
They celebrated Easter, but not Christmas.
他们庆祝了复活节，但是呢，没有庆祝圣诞节。
As you well know, Emperor Constantine legalized Christianity, and later on, Christianity became the state religion of Rome.
不知道大家是否知道，康斯坦丁大帝把这个基督教合法化以后呢，在罗马帝国，后来基督教就成为国教。
And people of Rome, they celebrated a winter solstice that was connected to various pagan gods.
当时的罗马帝国人民庆祝了叫做冬至，就是冬至日。这个节日呢，是和罗马帝国的这些宗教各种各样的神明有紧密的关系。
So when Rome became a Christian, Roman people just combined their winter solstice with Christmas.
所以当这个罗马帝国基督教化以后，当时罗马的人民就把这个圣诞节和他们本来的这种异教外邦人的节日糅合在了一起。
So they, just like they did celebrating winter solstice, they continued to exchange gifts and had month-long parties.
当时呢，他们庆祝冬至日，这个方式呢，就包括互相赠送礼物，甚至他们有长达一个月之久的在一起的这种聚会。
Imagine doing what we did last night for a whole month.
你可以想象一下，昨天晚上我们这个圣诞晚会，假如这种晚会持续整整一个月。
I'm not saying that we should not celebrate Christmas because of this pagan connection.
我这里讲这个呢，意思不是说我们呢不应该因为这个基督这个圣诞节和罗马帝国这种。异邦异教这个节日有关系，我们就不应该庆祝圣诞节。
Even as we are worrying about what kind of gifts we are going to buy for Christmas, we really have to remember why we celebrate Christmas.
可能我们一到圣诞节的时候就开始想我们要该买什么礼物，送什么礼物，但是呢，我们更应该思考的是圣诞节真正的意义是什么。
Christmas was necessary because of our sins.
圣诞节的必要性在于神要来到世上把我们从罪中拯救出来。
Let me read Matthew chapter 1 verse 21.
我们可以一起看马太福音一章二十一节。
An angel tells Joseph, she will bear a son and you are to name him Jesus.For he will save his people from their sins.
那这里天使告诉约瑟说他将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
Now we assume that we understand what it means to be saved from sins or being forgiven from our sins.
我想我们应该知道这里所说的从罪恶里救出来的意思，就是说神会要赦免我们所犯的罪。
Our understanding is that when we believe in Jesus, God will forgive all sins we committed.
我们的理解就是说，当我们信主耶稣的时候，他会赦免我们所行的一切的罪恶。
But according to this verse, who are His people?
但是呢，从这一节经文我们来看的话，这里只说他自己的百姓，谁是神自己的百姓呢？
Angel is talking about the Jewish people.
那当然是指的是犹太民族。
But we know, as apostles learned, that Jesus came not only for the Jewish people, but also for the entire world.
但是我们从使徒的书信、使徒的教导当中也知道，耶稣基督来到世间要救的不光是以色列人，还包括所有的世人。
So let's look at John chapter 1, verse 29.
下面一节经文就是约翰福音一章二十九节。
The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
经文说，次日，约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说，看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
So the Bible tells us that Jesus came not only to remove the sins of his own people, Jewish people, but the sins of the entire world.
所以圣经教导我们，耶稣基督降临，他要挪去的这个罪呢，不光是以色列人所犯的罪，还有所有世人的罪孽。
And are we talking about two different kinds of sins?
那这里是不是就说有两种不同的罪呢？
When did humanity fall into sin?
我们想想人类起初堕落犯罪是什么时候呢？
It was in the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve rebelled against God and disobeyed God's direct command.
那是在伊甸园里面，亚当夏娃背逆神的命令，然后吃了禁果就犯罪堕落。
And Israel was part of this humanity.
以色列呢，也就是这个堕落的人类当中的一员。
And when Israel was still a part of this fallen humanity, when God called Israel out of Egypt,
神呼召以色列人从埃及出来，那个时候，这些以色列人仍然是这个堕落犯罪的人类当中的一部分。
God called them out of Egypt and made a covenant with Israel, and that meant God saved them.
神把他们从埃及呼召出来，然后呢和他们立约。这个立约的目的呢，就是要救以色列人。
What was God's purpose of saving Israel?
神救以色列人，他的目的是什么
？Let me read Exodus chapter 19, verses 5 and 6.
我们来看下面就是出埃及记十九章五到六节。
Now therefore, if you obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my treasured possession out of all the peoples. Indeed, the whole earth is mine, but you shall be for me a priestly kingdom and a holy nation.
他说，如今，你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。
Now is God telling Israelites, because was God telling them that He saved them because they were special?
这里呢，神有没有说他之所以要救以色列人的原因，是因为以色列人这个民族比其他别的民族都特别的优秀啊，特别的出色呢
？Were they better than any other nations?
他们是不是比其他的民族更好？
No,
不是的。
God saved Israel only for one purpose.
神救以色列人的目的只有一个。
God wanted them to be a nation of priests, fulfilling the promise that God has given to Abraham.
神呢的目的就是要他们做祭司的国度和圣洁的国民，借此来应验神与亚伯拉罕所立的约。
What was the promise given to Abraham?
那神给亚伯拉罕的应许是什么？
It was that he and his descendants will be the channel of God's blessing to the entire world.
就是要让亚伯拉罕和他的后裔成为神用来祝福万国万民的一个渠道。
So with that in mind, what should we say about the sin of the Jewish people?
有鉴于此的话，我们那么我们应该怎样理解说这个神怎样能够救这个众民？
They neglected their covenant with God and acted just like any other people in the world.
从这个角度来看，以色列人所犯的这个罪的含义，就是他们忽略了神给他们所立的约，变得和其他的民族没有什么两样。
And in doing so, they served other gods that were not gods at all.
而且他们转身去侍奉别邦的神，其实他们也不是神。
So in both cases of Israel and entire humanity, the sin has something to do with the breaking the relationship with God.
所以从这两个案例当中，一个是以色列民族，另外一个是全人类的罪，我们都看到罪的这个含义，罪的本质是在于说我们和神之间的关系得到了破坏。
In creation, God became the king over all things, but humanity rejected their king.
神创造了宇宙万物的时候呢，他也就做了宇宙万物和全人类的国王，但是人类却弃绝他们的君王。
In delivering Israel,God became the king of Israel, but Israel rejected their king.
神救了以色列以后，他也成为以色列人的君王，然而以色列民族照样也弃绝了他们的君王。
So in light of this, let's consider what Jesus said when he proclaimed the gospel.
所以从这个两个例子上来看呢，我们可以思考主耶稣基督说他是来到世间这样的一个含义。
Jesus said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near."
主耶稣在传道的时候教导说，天国近了，你们应当悔改。
The good news is basically that anyone who puts his or her trust and faith in Christ can serve God as King and restore the relationship.
所以从这一节经文，从这一点来看呢，这里所谓的这个拯救的意思就是说，任何人若是悔改转向信耶稣基督，他都可以去服侍，在天国里面去服侍。
So salvation is essentially about restoring relationships with God.
拯救的含义基本上就是说重新的恢复我们和神之间的关系。
Not on our own terms, but on God's terms.
这个修复的过程不是按照我们自己的条件或者是自己的这种规定，乃是按照神的心意和条件。
For a moment, let's be all theologians.
我们可以暂时的很快当一会儿五分钟的神学家。
You've heard of this word Calvinism.
大家可能听到过这个加尔文教派，加尔文主义这个教派这个名词。
An entire Calvinism can be summarized in this one word, tulip.
加尔文教派的这个主要的教义呢，可以我们将它可以概括到一个词，叫做 tulip， 就是那个 T-U-L-I-P， 这用这五个字母可以来很快的把它给总结一下。
So theologians call these five points of Calvinism.
在神学界呢，神学家们称这五个观点。叫做加尔文主义的五个主要论点。
Total depravity means that all our human personality, have been impacted by sin.
第一个字母 T 指的就是人性呢，是基本上是全面的败坏和堕落。
Unconditional election means that God chooses His people.Regardless of their status, merit, or their work.
第二个字母 U 指的是神在拣选人的时候呢，依照的 完全不是人的行为和思想，乃是完全是按照他自己的拣选。
A limited atonement means that God's saving grace is given only to God's people.
第三个字母是 L， 指的是说神救赎的那些人，拣选救赎的是他救赎的只是那些他事先预定拣选的人。
An irresistible grace means that once God has chosen you, you cannot resist God's saving grace, no matter what you do.
第四个字母 I 指的是说，神若是向你发出他救恩的，这个救恩的这种感召，人是没有能力去抗拒他的这种呼召的。
And perseverance of saints means that once saved, you are eternally saved, no matter what you do.
最后一个 P 指的是圣徒一旦得救，他就永远得救，这个救恩是不可能失去的。
So let's think more about the last one, perseverance of saints.
最后这一个观点呢，我们可以多考虑一下。
There was another group of people called Armenians.
除了加尔文教派之外，与他相对的另一个教派叫做阿米念主义。
Against Calvinists, Armenians said, "No, you can actually lose your salvation."
有关最后这么一个论点，阿米念主义呢说。其实你这个救恩呢，是也是有可能会失去的。
I'm not going to show you all the Bible verses from each camp, but I think it is interesting that both camps use the Bible to prove their points.
这两个教派这些论点背后都有他们自己寻找的这些圣经的经文的这个依据。今天我们没有时间来一一的来看。我想指出一点，就是说这两个教派虽然是相互对立的，但他们都是用圣经的经文来支持他们自己的观点。
So I'm not going to prove which side is correct.
那这里我也今天也不会说证明哪一个教派是正确的，哪一个教派呢是不符合圣经的。
But I think we have to ask a little bit different question.
我想我们在这里所应该做的是要问一个不太一样的一个问题。
What is our salvation about?
就是说我们这个拯救，我们的救恩的本质是什么？
Is our salvation about going to heaven when we die?
是不是说死后就进天堂？
But let's look at what Jesus says about our salvation.
我们来看一下主耶稣怎样论述我们的救恩。
As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you, so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete.
约翰福音十五章九到十一节，这里主耶稣基督说：“我爱你们，正如父爱我一样。”你们要常在我的爱里，你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
So our relationship with the Father, Heavenly Father, is modeled after Jesus' relationship with the Heavenly Father.
所以这里讲我们与父神之间的关系是建立在耶稣基督和父神之间的关系这样的一个模式之上的。
It is about obedience motivated by love and the joy of living together.
这个关系的本质呢是顺服，是爱，并且和父神在一起所包含的这种喜乐。
For teenagers and young adults amongst us, have you ever wondered that your parents are really your parents?
我们当中呢，有些很多的青少年或者是年轻人，不知道你们是不是心里面有时候嘀咕过，我究竟是不是我父母亲生的孩子，还是说他们领养的？
For parents, what if your child constantly worries that are my parents going to kick me out of the home?
对我们做父母的，如果你的孩子哈，你的儿女经常的担心说，有一天我的父母亲会不会把我赶出他们的家门
You know, when I was little, once or twice, I wondered if my parents were my real parents.
我小时候也曾经这样想过一两次，我是不是我父母亲的亲生的儿子，还是说是他们领养的孩子
？My mother used to tell me, "Oh, we picked you up under a bridge."
我妈妈呢，有时候就开玩笑跟我说，我们是在一个桥底下把你捡回来的。
Soon I realized she was joking.
后来我就知道她是说这个话，实际上是在开玩笑。
But what if your child is constantly worrying?Man, my parents are gonna kick me out because if I screw something up.
但是如果你的孩子们一直不断的在这么个担心说，哎呀，有一天我的父母肯定要把我给赶出家门的话
，It's natural that when you spank your kid will say, "You don't love me."
当然了，做父母的你体罚你孩子的时候，那个时候孩子心里的感觉肯定是，爸爸妈妈，你肯定是不爱我。
But if that thinking consumes this child, you have to take him or her to psychiatrist.
但是这个孩子如果是一直不断的被这种想法所吞没，整天这么想的时候，那你得应该赶快带孩子去看这个心理医生吧。
So let's think about our relationship with our Father.
所以想想我们和父神之间的这个关系。
What's wrong with this picture of us constantly worrying, am I saved?
如果我们经常担心我有没有得救，如果整天有这样担心的话，你这个担心的心理是不对的。
Probably that's not necessarily the right question to ask.
你若是经常有这样的疑问，这个问题是不是问错了？
According to Jesus, the salvation is aboutGrowing in that loving, obeying relationship.
从这里看主耶稣基督的教导，他这个教导是说救恩或者是得救的意义在于我们和神之间的关系是不断成长，不断的这个更加的近身的。
So the question is not whether or not we are saved, or whether or not we may lose our salvation.
所以这里要问的正确的问题不是说我们是不是得救了。或者是这个救恩会不会失去
？The right question to ask is whether or not we are being saved.
正确的要问的这个问题是，是不是我们此刻就正在被救
？Let me read from 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 5 through 8.
我们再看一节经文彼得后书二章，彼得后书一章五到八节。
For this very reason, you must make every effort to support your faith with excellence, and excellence with knowledge, knowledge with self-control, and self-control with endurance, and endurance with godliness, and godliness with mutual affection, and mutual affection with love. For if these things are yours and are increasing among you, they keep you from being ineffective and unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
正因这缘故，你们要分外的殷勤，有了信心又要加上德行，有了德行又要加上知识，有了知识又要加上节制，有了节制又要加上忍耐，有了忍耐又要加上谦敬，有了谦敬又要加上爱弟兄的心，有了爱弟兄的心又要加上爱众人的心。你们若充充足足的有这几样，就必使你们在认识我们的主耶稣基督上不至于闲懒不结果子了。
So Apostle Peter is telling us that we should be growing in these qualities which have to do with our character, knowledge, and relationship.
使徒彼得这里告诉我们，我们要在这些所有的品行上面不断的长进。包括我们的品行啊，我们的知识。
Let me also read three following verses.
但是我们也再看一下接下来的三节经文是怎么讲的。
For if anyone who lacks these things is blind, suffering from eye disease, forgetful of the cleansing of past sins, therefore, brothers and sisters, be all the more eager to confirm your call and election. For if you do this, you will never stumble.For in this way, entry into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be richly provided for you.
这三节经文说，人若没有这几样，就是眼瞎，只看见近处的，忘了他旧日的罪已经得了洁净。所以弟兄们，应当更加殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。你们若行这几样，就永不失脚，这样必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国。
Surely Peter is not talking about our physical eyesight, right?
这里使徒彼得在说眼瞎，他当然不是指的是我们这个肉眼失明。
If that's the case, I'm in trouble because I cannot see far or near.
如果是他指的是肉眼的视力的问题的话，我就麻烦了，因为我这个眼睛呢，远近都看不清楚。
It is about our ability to perceive the spiritual things.
它指的是我们属灵的眼光，能够明白属灵的事情。
So how do we confirm our calling and our election as God's people?
所以这里所说的，我们怎样能够使自己所蒙的这个恩召和拣选，我们是神的国民这一点，怎样能够让它坚定不移呢？
In other way, how can we know if we are being saved or not?
也就是说，我们怎么知道，就在此刻，我们正在经历被神拯救？
If we are growing in these qualities, we are being saved.
如果就像这里所说的，我们这些品德和品行是不断的在成长的话呢？那你就可以知道，你就正在被经历神的拯救。
I'm not saying that if you occasionally lose your temper, you're not being saved. That's not what I'm saying.
我的意思不是说，假如你有时候时而不时的会发一些脾气啊，有些不好的事情，一发生那样的事情，你的救恩就失去了。我不是这个意思。
But is there intentional effort?To grow, and is there overall life pattern that is being changed?
但是我们有没有刻意的、努力的和神增加关系，而且使我们的生活更符合神的心意？
What happens when we become believers?
我们成为信徒之后，情况怎么样呢？
Let me read Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26 and 27.
我们再来看这个以西结书三十六章二十六到二十七节。
A new heart I will give you, and a new spirit I will put within you, and I will remove from your body the heart of stone, and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you, and make you to follow my statutes, and be careful to obey my ordinances.
我也要赐给你们一个新心，将新灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心。我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。
When we become God's people, one important thing God does is putting a new heart in us.
我们成为神的国民，神所做的一项非常重要的事工，就是会把一个新的心灵赐给我们。
You may say, well, this prophecy.Is about the people of Israel.
你可能会说，这里的预言指的是，单单指的是以色列人所说的。
But Apostle Paul tells us that we Gentiles are grafted onto the true olive tree, the perfect Israel, Jesus Christ.
但使徒保罗告诉我们，我们这些外邦人，就是非犹太人，实际上是被嫁接在。就像是一个野的橄榄树，橄榄枝子被嫁接在以色列这样一个真正完美的这个橄榄树一样，真正的以色列人，唯一的一个真正的以色列人就是主耶稣基督。
Those who put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ, both Jews and Gentiles, are the true Israel.
所有信靠主耶稣基督的人。不光是犹太人，也包括外邦人，这些人都是真正的，这些人才是真正的以色列人。
So when we are born again, God puts a new heart in us.
所以我们重生得救以后，神呢就把一颗新的心放在了我们里面。
And the Holy Spirit generates within our new heart a whole new set of desires.
在这个新的心灵里面呢，圣灵也给了我们一系列的全新的这样的各种各样的全新的愿望。
These desires are for the things of God.
这些愿望呢，我们这些愿望实际上是在追求神的事情。
What is the purpose of this new heart?
给我们一颗新的心的目的是什么呢？
It is to follow God's statutes and ordinances and be careful to observe all His commands.
就像是这里所说的，是要顺从神的律例，谨守遵行神的典章。
It is about obedience.
也就是说，它的目的是在于顺服。
So do we have increasing desire to obey what Christ has taught us?
所以我们心里面愿意顺服耶稣基督的教导，这样的一个心愿、心意是不是在增长？
Do we have the desire to be more and more like Christ?
我们有没有一颗愿意越来越像我们的主耶稣基督的心？
Do we feel the burden to pray for others in the body and outside the church and also for the world?
我们有没有负担愿意为我们教会内的肢体，为全世界的世人不断的祷告？
Do we yearn for the fellowship with other brothers and sisters?
我们是不是渴求与弟兄姐妹有更好、更多的团契关系？
I'm not saying all these things will come easily to us.
我不是说做这些事情呢，就是这个不费吹灰之力，轻而易举就能做出来的。
But the bottom line is, do we have these desires?
但这里呢，最起码的底线是我们心中有没有遵行这些事情的这个愿望有没有？
Do we have the desire to work toward that?
我们心中有没有朝这个方向努力的这样的一个心愿呢？
Salvation is not about our position or status.
拣选不是说关乎在于我们的身份或者是我们什么地位。
Salvation is not about what we have done or what we will do in the future.
救恩也不是说我们做了什么事情或者将来要做什么事情。
Salvation is about relationship.
救恩是关于人和神的之间的关系。
So Apostle Peter said, make every effort to increase the godly qualities.
所以使徒彼得告诉我们要尽心竭力，要多多的加增这些敬虔的品德。
So what does this every effort look like?
所以这些呢，所有的这些德行是看起来是个什么样的一个德行呢？
Those of you who are EM should know the answer by now.
Those of you who what?
Those of you who are in the EM should know the answer by now.
那你们这个在英文事故的这些人呢，应该是知道我在这里讲的是什么。
So let me test you, EM people.
所以这里好不好考试一下？
What is the answer?
答案是什么？
Oh, good, very good.
非常好。
Spiritual disciplines.
就是属灵的操练。
Meditation, study, prayer, fasting, worship, fellowship, serving, listening, submission, and the list can go on.
比如说操练以下的这些属灵的操练，默想、研习或者是学习、祷告、进食、崇拜或者是敬拜、团契、服事、聆听、顺服等等不同领域的属灵操练。
Imagine your schoolwork or your occupation.
如果你可以想象一下，假如你是一个学生要做作业，或者是你已经工作了，这个职场上的这些责任你要去做。
What would happen if you do it this way? You know what? Today I don't feel like going into work.Today I don't feel like going to school, so you skip work and school.
假如你想一想，你说今天我 有点不愿意去上学，不愿意去上班，你就不去了。你什么时候愿意去才去？如果是这样的话呢？什么是会是有什么样的事情发生
？I don't know about you, but as a pastor, I don't always want to come into work.
不知道你情况样？我作为一个牧师呢，其实有时候我也是心里面不那么情愿来教会做事。
I love being a pastor, but don't get me wrong. Sometimes I don't want to come in.
我很喜欢做牧师这样的一份职业，但是你不要误解我。但有时候我确实心中有一些这样的不情愿。
Spiritual disciplines cannot be approached like that. We do just because only when we feel like doing them.
这个灵命上的这个操练呢，你不能用这种方式来对待这种操练。你不能说只是说你心里面高兴。愿意你才去做。
These are the spiritual regimen we place in our life.
这些属灵操练的内容呢，是我们应当在我们这个生命当中呢进行特意的安排出这样的一个规则和流程，成为一个体系。
Those of you who exercise, why do you exercise?
假如你锻炼身体，你为什么要去锻炼
？You just do it because.
你是不是说，就是随随便便就去锻炼了呢
？There's a reason and purpose, right?
你背后肯定是有原因的，有你的一个意图和目的。
So you force yourself to go in and to work out.
有时候你不愿意去锻炼，但是你还是要强迫自己，还是去。
Spiritual disciplines are just like that.
灵性上的操练和这个没有什么不同。
What if you go into workout just when only you feel like it?
如果你只是想去健身房去健身的时候你才去的话
，But you complain, I'm not getting any stronger.
但是呢，你不愿意去，然后你又抱怨说，你看我这个身体好像没有变得更加的强壮。
What if we don't practice any of the spiritual disciplines every day, but say, how come I'm not growing?
如果我们没有每日操练这样的属灵的这样的操练，而且但是呢，你有抱怨说，好像我的这个灵命没有什么成长啊。
We all agree that we need God's grace to grow.
我们都同意说，我们需要神的恩典，我们才能够不断的成长。
But how do we receive God's grace to change and grow?
但是神这个恩典你是怎么领受的？怎么让它改变你的生命的
？It is through the spiritual disciplines.
这个渠道呢，就是我们的属灵的操练。
So the right question to ask ourselves is not whether or not we are saved.
所以正确的问题不是说去问我们有没有得救。
But let's ask ourselves, are we being saved?
而是我们要问自己，我们有没有此刻就在经历神的这个救恩。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, thank you for coming to save us.
主，感谢你来到世间拯救了我们。
You became a human being just like us.
你降世为人和我们一样。
And you suffered as a human person.
你也作为一个人受尽了苦难。
And you died as a human person.
而且作为一个人类的当中的一员，死在了十字架上。
But we also know that in your death and resurrection, you accomplished salvation for us.
但是我们也知道，因为你的受死和复活，你战胜了死亡，为我们成就了救恩。
And we understand now that salvation is about relationship.
我们现在明白了，你的救恩的本质在于我们和你之间的关系。
We now know that salvation is about our relationship with the Father, with the Son, with the Holy Spirit, but also with other brothers and sisters, and also with our relationship with the world.
现在我们也知道了，我们之所以得救的，这个目的和本质是在于我们与圣父、圣子、圣灵之间的关系，我们与别的弟兄姐妹、肢体之间的关系。以及我们与全世界所有人的关系。
So help us understand and grow so that we can continue to be saved.
所以求你帮助我们，让我们能够在这些关系当中不断的长进。
And Lord, give us wisdom so that we will know how to practice spiritual disciplines in our daily life.
主耶，求你赐给我们智慧，让我们在每日的生活当中知道怎样去操练这些属灵的这些品德和操练。
And we trust that through your Holy Spirit, you will continue to fan into flame the desire in our hearts to be like Jesus Christ more and more.
我们也深信靠着圣灵的做工，你会不断地在我们心中燃起这样的热忱，使我们能够不断地爱慕和追求这些属灵的品质。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
我们这样求是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.